At my bank, I was literally getting pennies using Wealthfront. Cha-ching!
Meet Angela, a Wealthfront Cash Account client since 2023.
I left my job, not having something else lined up yet. I was pregnant with my second. We had to think about how do we make our money work for us. Every month, there's this much that I'm getting in interest, and I didn't have to do anything. My money is working hard on its own, and I can trust Wealthfront is taking care of me.
With a Wealthfront Cash Account, earn up to 4.2% APY on your cash. No account fees, no minimums, and no strings attached. Plus, free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts. Get started at wealthfront.com. Client was paid $1,000 for their testimonial, creating a conflict of interest. Outcomes vary. 3.3% base APY as of January 30th, 2026 is representative variable and earned on funds swept to program banks. 0.65% new client boost for 3 months on up to $150,000. Direct deposit $1,000 a month and fund an investing account for a 0.25% increase. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage LLC, member FINRA SIPC, not a bank. Instant withdrawal subject to conditions. Fees and eligibility requirements may apply to certain checking features of the cash account.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Alex Appel from Fox 17 News. And Saturday night was a memory and I think an experience that sports fans in Nashville will have for the rest of their lives as Nashville SC kicked off their MLS franchise officially in the regular season. And to help us talk more about that, we bring in Nashville SC club owner John Ingram to our microphone. John, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
What was your reaction from this weekend? Just taking the scene in at Nissan Stadium, I was around for the tailgate. I got to see how many different people were there experiencing soccer at the MLS level for the first time in our city. What was your reaction and the scene like for you this weekend?
Probably some combination of gratitude and relief. You know, I mean, there's kind of always a leap of faith when you do something new and we spent a huge amount of time and effort planning and trying to not only have a team that looked like they belonged you always want to win and it was disappointing not to win, but I thought the team looked like that they belonged with one of the better teams in the league and the crowd was great and the excitement, it felt palpable and I'm just grateful that Nashville showed up.
John, you mentioned the crowd, over 59,000 people in attendance on Saturday. What type of a message do you think that sends to the nation from an MLS perspective that Nashville was able to put on the show that they did in front of that crowd?
I think it makes the brass at MLS feel like they were pretty smart to pick Nashville. You know, I mean, this is probably, I don't know, maybe the second or third largest best attended inaugural match in the history of the league. And beyond that, I think, because I spent a lot of time with the commissioner down on the field beforehand and he was just blown away by the rituals, you know, the Judah and the Lion with the anthem that I think is only going to get to be more and more important, you know, with the history of the club and part of our whole culture and fabric. The guitar riff might be cheesy other places, but you know, I think it fits in Nashville and then again, I mean, you got to have a good product on the field and our guys, I mean, this was the first, you know, they played some preseason matches, but first match against a really, really quality opponent and a couple mistakes that got us, but otherwise, I thought they played really well.
John, I want to ask you, too, about the last lingering impediment. You've survived dealing with three mayors now. You still have the lawsuit lingering out there. Are you able to give us any sort of insight about what the likely outcome is there? Because all signs are a go now at the fairgrounds. except for the lingering lawsuits that are out there. You know, I would assume that there would both sides would hope for some sort of amicable resolution here. But do you know where that's tracking?
I really can't talk about kind of ongoing litigation, but I, you know, it has been, you know, our efforts to work things out well and fairly, and that's certainly the spirit of anything that we're doing.
What did you think about Walker Zimmerman? I mean, just from your highest paid player, when he is able to get that big goal, you mean you brought him out at Nashville Underground a couple of weeks ago in front of the fans, for him to immediately show up, you know, I think that there's a lot of teams that are paying guys in Nashville that wish that their best players would always be their best players, but that had to be special. And I've always wondered, too, now, Robbie and I know a lot of people that listen to this show love and know what it feels like when your team does something really incredible. When you're the owner of a team, I mean, did your heart just skip a beat when that goal went in? I imagine that's another level of joy.
You know, I've kind of always been a fan first. So, I mean, you know, the fan in me was going crazy. And you know, you ought to have Walker on sometime. I mean, he is a great guy. I mean, as are so many of the players, and you know, just, you know, gratified that somebody that's going to be a really important fixture for us out on the field. You know, I didn't care who scored the first goal, to be honest, but I'm glad it was Walker, and he played a really solid match. You know, back on the defensive side too. So, you know, I think you're gonna see a lot of strong, consistent play from him throughout the season.
Nashville SC club owner John Ingram on the line with us. And John, you mentioned the in-game entertainment that you guys have put on, well received, I think, by everybody who is in attendance on Saturday night. How much of an emphasis has putting on a show from an in-game entertainment perspective gone? Obviously, the product on the field is the most important thing, but Judah and the Lion being there, the anthem singers you guys are going to have as we move forward here. How important are aspects like that in terms of grabbing the casual fan here in Nashville?
Well, I think it's really important. And, you know, I'd like to say that we've you know, taken at least you know, thoughts and have a lot of respect, you know, particularly for the Predators and the work that, you know, they not only have a great hockey team, but they do a lot to entertain during the match. And, you know, I think, you know, how do you get people in a stadium and to come to a stadium? And yes, you need to have a competitive team, but I think also you need to have things that make it really important to be there in person. And so, you know, we probably won't have, I mean, Judah and the Lions got other things to do. They can't play every week,
right?
But you know, the anthem, I mean, people locked arm in arm next to, you know, maybe even some sort of stranger. You know, I mean, there's so much divisiveness in our world, and how nice to have something where you can, you know, lock arms with a stranger and sing something you both care about. I mean, I think we need more of that in general. And I, you know, I think, I mean, soccer culture well done is something that if it is well done, you need to be there in person to really appreciate it. And I'm hopeful that, you know, that people had a good time. And even if they're not ready to buy full season tickets, that they'll come back and experience it some more. And you know, all the feedback I've gotten is certainly pointing in that direction.
Hey, John, do you know when you'll be able to get the shovel in the dirt for the stadium? Have you got any more details on when you'll actually start that construction yet?
I don't know. I haven't heard that yet. I know there's remediation, you know, maybe some asbestos and things that need to be removed first. You know, when these buildings were built so many years ago, I was telling people I think asbestos was a food group then.
John, in terms of what last weekend and just the build up leading up to it, the game itself, 59,000 people in attendance, all that's behind you now. What excites you the most about the future of soccer here in Nashville as you guys progress forward with your MLS season now?
Well, I think a combination of having a solid product out on the field to start with. I mean, you know, it would have been, I mean, it's deflating to lose, but, you know, if we'd gotten beat 4-5 to nothing and looked like, you know, there were two different levels out on the pitch, that would have been tough. But, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing this team get better. You know, even people thought we'd be pretty good defensively and not sure where the goals were coming from. I mean, we had a lot of chances. We didn't quite make it. David Akam, you know, missed by the length of a foot, being able to kind of put back a beautiful pass that came right across the, you know, the goal mouth. And if he'd been able to touch it, there's no way the Atlanta goalie would have been able to get that. And Randall Leal, you know, had one bounce off the, you know, the not the crossbar, but the you know, the metal post. And so I'm looking forward to you know, playing good soccer and continuing to be a place where people can you know, enjoy community and kinship and really get to know and love this sport.
John, one more question for you. I'm curious because you kind of made the point that if people will just come to a soccer game and experience the community and environment, and as you put, sort of the exact opposite of the divisiveness that you feel in a lot of other points at life, then they will come back, that they will become a soccer fan. Sort of like how if you, when Nashville was just learning hockey, when you went to the game and experienced that environment, you wanted to come back. Is that how you direct your marketing right now? Is it a try to get someone in the building and then you can make a fan of them from there? I'm so fascinated by how new teams market themselves, because you sort of have an entire city to make your reputation to, and it's so interesting to watch how teams go about that. But I'm curious if that's how you look at this right now.
I think in part, but I, you know, even as opposed to hockey, I remember when I was recruiting Ian Ayer, and he and the team have done such a great job. I mean, you know, I mean, we're a startup, and to you know, to come as far as we've come in the time that we have is really a credit to him and the team. But when he was here, it just so happened the Predators were playing, I think they were playing Winnipeg, and in a Stanley Cup playoff series, and we went to the game. We're sitting there, and it's absolutely crazy inside, and there are 20,000-30,000 people outside. And Ian kind of looked at me and said, "This is amazing." And I said, "Yeah, Ian." And, you know, 20 years ago, Nashville couldn't spell hockey. I said, most people have touched and experienced soccer and have some sort of sense of it. So, I mean, I think that soccer is ahead of hockey from that standpoint. But I do think from your question about marketing, I think we need to have lots of options for people, you know, kind of depending on where they are in their decision making about this. If they're still sampling, we want to be able to allow them to sample. If, you know, if they went to the match on Saturday night and said, "This is fantastic," you know, we are more than ready for them to become season ticket holders. And I would also say for anybody that may be listening that wasn't there on Saturday night, come experience it. I mean, soccer is a different culture, and it's kind of like SEC football in that it's really participatory and a lot of passion involved. And so, you know, people can be lots of places, and we want to meet people where they are.
Nashville SC club owner John Ingram has been our guest here on Morning Drive. John, thanks so much for coming on with us. Congrats on all the success so far, and really looking forward to seeing how this plays out this year in the MLS. It's going to be really exciting.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And you know, final thing is a big shout out to Nashville. Nashville showed up, and I encourage people to keep showing up, because we're going to do our best to have a competitive product and to make it a great, fun experience.
Absolutely. Thanks, John, so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll get into that a little bit. How surprised were we by the crowd on Saturday night? Because if I've watched this game for as long as I have and kind of experienced the fan base here, 59,000. Maybe that number's a little surprising to me that it was that much. I knew that Nashville was going to show out.
It's
though.
Sort
That's
of a stake in the ground, though. People will talk about being at that first
Absolutely.
Soccer game like they will talk about being at the first Titans game, the Pred Stanley Cup, the Music City Miracle. That was impressive.
Absolutely. We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Alex Apple here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.